Okay, St. Luke chapter 3. I almost feel like I want to quit the sermon right now. Just stop, because I feel like what I've said is like is enough for you to work at already, you know. You know, trying to get out of fantasy and identify fantasy, that's a whole lot. Go back and look at, well, where did I get that from? Fantasy? Oh, okay. You know, if I call out the name of Jesus, oh, hallelujah, things will happen if I just shout his name. Jesus? No. Come out in the name of Jesus. No. Jesus, 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 Jesus. No, 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 no. Well, how come that devil won't come out? You know, the disciples asked Jesus that. They said, how come he wouldn't come out? Jesus says, this come not out except through fasting and prayer. The life that we live to get to that point, the inputs we make to get there. Do you actually think that God's anointing and power is like a genie, like a little lamp? Well, there were some in the Bible that thought so. There was a guy that thought he could purchase the power of God and use it like a little lamp. And there are lots of Christians today that think the same thing. They don't want to put any time and effort and input and seed. They just want to get some scripture and rub on it to see if it's going to happen. Or maybe if I come up here and stick some money on the step, see what's going to happen. No, that's not how it works. It's when you make your mind up, you know what I'm going to do, what I'm supposed to do, when I'm supposed to do it, when God tells me to do it according to his word. Then over a period of time, all of those actions of obedience begins to fill my cloud. And then one day something breaks and bam. That's why when people ask me a question about something, it's kind of hard to answer, because it's always a combination of things that make life. That's the reason why it happened. Okay? Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Let's read 21, 22. Ready? Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee. Verse 23, and Jesus himself began to be about what? 30 years. Now, that's good. He's 30 years old. And the Holy Spirit now comes on him. Listen to me carefully. The anointing confirms your sonship. I've asked the question, well, how do I know that I have grown into my authority as a son of God? The anointing will confirm your sonship. Notice, Jesus at the age of 30, obviously this was the age where he was fully grown into his sonship, and at that age, the Holy Ghost came on him, and notice he didn't do any miracle when he was 10, when he was 15, when he was 20, 25, 28, or 29 and a half. But at the age of 30, after spending 30 years growing into the things of God, maturing into the things of God, then at the age of 30, the anointing showed up on him, and that anointing confirmed his sonship. And after the anointing came on him, confirming his sonship, notice sons manifest. And Jesus goes from this point into a place, into a life where he is manifesting things because he is now a son of God, anointed by God. But he grew into that sonship. We see him in Luke chapter 4. Flip over there. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. You know, I'm looking forward. When you go home, you'll return home in the power of the Spirit. And there went out a fame of him throughout all regions round about, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, And here's what he found. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, he gave it again to his minister, sat down, and the eyes of all